The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota head coach Don Lucia. The Gophers earned their fourth consecutive Big Ten championship with a 14-5-1 conference record and are the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament. Minnesota will face the Penn State-Michigan winner on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
We're obviously really excited to win another Big Ten championship. I think we're able to do it with some consistency. And when you look at the league, and we try to break it down into four-game segments, and other than the last segment, we won 3 out of 4 in every one of those. And then that last four-game segment, we were 2-1-1. Knew it was going to come down to the end, and just really proud of our guys for being able to find a way to win the championship. We had great play from our seniors this year. All of them had really good years. Obviously, Klus and Bischoff as seniors leading the way. Lenny Leteri had his best year as a Gopher. Really proud of the guys for how the consistency they've shown throughout the year, and looking forward to the Big Ten tournament this weekend.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Don, if you could just expound a little bit on your team's power play. You've seen some tremendous power plays over the years, but this team, what they've done this year, you know, namely scoring 6 goals in one game, they've raised some eyebrows. If you could just, you know, talk about what makes them a solid unit.
Well, I think one of the things that helps us is that we don't have one unit, we have two. And a lot of times when you have an elite power play, it's kind of one unit that plays a minute and a half. And I think the one thing that we do have is enough guys that we can have two good units, so you feel like you have a threat for the full 2 minutes, not maybe for a minute 15 or a minute 20, and the second unit doesn't get a lot done. I think we have a good mix of guys that can shoot and guys that can make some plays. And power plays get a little streaky, you know, that we were on that run where we scored the 6 against Ohio State. You know, we haven't done as well lately, but we're hoping that, you know, we get Smetula back this weekend, and that will help us in the power play as well.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Fred Plesch, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Don. Can you talk a little bit about Sheehy's year, undrafted player of the year, and he's got a chance to – I mean, he had a good freshman season, 30 points, but I don't know if this is unexpected. He might double his point production depending on how far you go.
Well, he's had a nice year. There's no question that when the year began, we actually had him with Novak, and he got off to a great start playing with Tom. And but then Klus was struggling, which he has the last 2 years out of the gate. And they played together the last half of last year, so we put him back with Justin and, you know, toyed around with who was the best fit on that left side. But his production just kept going, and then when we moved Rem there with that line, it's been a really good college hockey line. Some skill, some speed. Those guys can all make plays. And Tyler's, and both Justin, for that matter, are perfect examples of what makes college hockey great. Undrafted guys that maybe are a little more undersized, but have really good hands and think the game well. And he's got a great release. And I think that those are the things that really separate him a little bit how well he thinks the game, and he's got a really good quick release with his shot.
Your next question is from Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Don, how is, speaking of Rem, I know you mentioned earlier in this year, like most freshmen, he stopped deferring perhaps a little more, but how's his game evolved this year, his first year in college?
I think confidence. I think that's the big thing that, you know, early on, sometimes you're tiptoeing around and trying to get the feel of it. He played center early in the year, and then when we made that move probably sometime in November to put him up with Klus and Sheehy, they just seemed to kind of click. And he didn't have as much responsibility defensively, which sometimes is good for a freshman. Maybe allow him to cheat a little bit on offense, in a good way, I mean, because great offensive players will do that. They have that anticipation, and, you know, Klus is so responsible at both ends, and he played with a couple veterans, and That line is, it seems like every time we need a big goal, that's the group that seems to get it done for us and needs to continue to do that throughout the playoffs.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Paula Weston, U.S. College Hockey Online.
Hi, Don. I've got two questions for you, actually. The first is, how do you win regular season championships like this repeatedly? What are the challenges of that with a roster that changes from year to year? And the second question is, what are you doing to prepare for next weekend's games with your team? What do you think that you have to work on?
You mean this weekend or the following weekend?
This weekend. That's definitely a geographical thing, isn't it? Yes, this coming weekend in Detroit, yes.
Okay. Well, I think we're really proud of the consistency. I've always been a big proponent of the regular season championship and never minimize it. It's hard to win a national championship, and, I'm not sure that you begin any year and say, oh, we got to win a national title this year. I think you begin the year and say, you know what, we want to do well in our league, and if you do well in your league, it's going to take care of itself. But, to win six in a row, it's never been done before. It's something we talked about when the year began. Nobody's ever done that. I think it's going to take a long time for somebody to get to seven in a row, and certainly in this day and age. Moving to the Big Ten, we wanted to do well in the Big Ten and the new conference. We've been able to do that. Obviously, we've had, good players. We've had good leadership. I think guys come in and understand the expectations and how things operate around here. And then, sometimes you have to be a little fortunate. You have to stay healthy. With, this year maybe that didn't happen for us so much, but we found a way to, win some really important games and, maybe got lucky in a couple with winning some games late. I think the year before, we won two or three, four overtime games in the Big Ten. And, boy, that's a difference between winning a league and losing a league. And, fortunately, the last couple of years, we haven't had but one shootout because I don't think we won a shootout in the Big Ten in 4 years. So, we've been able to win games, and I think that's important.
Thanks.
As far as getting ready for next week, I think the most important thing you get to this time of the year is, you got to take care of the puck. You got to be good defensively. I like the way Eric's playing. I think Eric Sheerhorn's playing his best hockey of the year. Certainly he's gotten better the second half, and even here at the end he looks a lot more comfortable and consistent. And, your goaltender has to be good this time of the year. You have to be good on specialty teams this time of the year. And, give up about two goals a night. You start giving up more than two, it's very difficult to win this time of the year.
Right. Thank you.
Your next question is from Tom Nalewski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Don. With Lindgren out, I was wondering how you're adjusting your D pairs. Is there going to be a bunch of changes, or do you kind of slide Glover in with Bischoff, or how are you planning that?
We're still trying to figure that out. Obviously, we feel really bad for Ryan. He's had a great year. It's a big hit for us, but you know what? That's just part of the game too. Fortunately for us, we've got a guy that's played a lot of hockey and Jack. It gives us three righties and three lefties, so we'll end up righty playing with a lefty. How we juggle that, we're not sure yet. And then you get into games, maybe we'll play, shorten the bench a little bit more than we have before with the TV timeouts that we have. But, like I told our guys, Ryan didn't play four games, and we're 4-0 without him so far this year. We've adjusted to not having Tommy Novak the rest of the year. We've had to play the last month without Smetula. So it's just part of the deal. And to our guys' credit, they just kind of carry on.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you later this week in Detroit.
Thank you.